when you commit an offense to a Vaishnav, or when you commit sinful activities, the reaction is very similar to the earthquake. When there is an earthquake under the ocean, miles and miles down, you can't see it happening. And that quaking of the earth creates massive tidal wave. When the tidal wave is traveling over the sea, it's practically impossible to see it. Even with modern satellites, you just cannot see it. These tidal waves were moving at over 500 miles an hour for over 1,500 miles, and nobody could see that there was anything happening. You only see the tidal wave when it crashes to the shore. Then it manifests its full fury of devastation. So similarly, people carelessly, they commit sinful activities. Individually and collectively, when there's massive collective activities that are plundering, exploiting, and destabilizing the Earth planet, there is going to be massive responses. But we think we get away with it. We don't see any reaction coming. We could go on year after year after year after year after year. The tidal wave's coming at us, but we don't even know until it comes to the shore of our life and devastation. And that's the way Vaishnava aparadha is. It's like tidal wave. You commit offenses to other due to egoism and disrespect. You hurt other people's hearts due to inconsiderate behavior for whatever reason. And it's like an earthquake to your spiritual life. And the reaction's on its way. But we think nothing's happening. And we go on making offenses. And we go on committing sinful acts. But then ultimately, that tidal wave is going to reach the shore of the present moment and cause spiritual devastation. Like the mad elephant. And all the efforts we've made to create our spiritual assets on the shore of life are just washed away, devastated by the tidal wave of our own reactions. So there is a great lesson, both collectively and individually, that we must be very careful to take very, very seriously.
You were listening to Radhanath Swami on devotionalnectar.com.